your child?
Yes, your brother John did.
How long a time it has been since last I was able to speak unto you. Mm. Yet nevertheless, I have been beside you constantly. Yes. Not only I, but other souls, particularly the doctors. This enforced rest, I am quite sure, will do you a great deal of good. It has given your body an opportunity to recuperate and to rest from the operation which unfortunately had to take place became very necessary.
Yes,
I was hoping and praying it might have been avoided. Indeed, we did all in our power to avoid it. But in the end, it was realized that it was necessary to have the surgery. But nevertheless, now it is finished. And the future lies before us with new opportunity, new possibility in various directions for enlarging the work and propagating the truth of survival, bringing comfort and knowledge to those who seek. This is our task, child.
Yeah.
I thought perhaps this morning it might be a good plan if you were to present to me any questions that you may particularly desire to have answered.
Well, I have had one that's churned round in my mind. During the past weeks of rest, I've been led to a closer examination of the life of Christ on earth. And it appears to me that if you want to be a true follower of him, you've got to get that link with God and with the world of spirit so strong as a central power and core within you, and fit the material life round the outside to a lesser degree, which he did. And then I look at the world and see the violence and the crime and the evil, even in our own country, and you wonder how you can bring sufficient spiritual impact into the world to turn them Godward.
This is a question, child, that has been asked for time immemorial, even before the time of Christ. It is a question as old as history and as old as time itself. Ever since man's remembrance of man, there has been this terrible situation, due a great deal in part, of course, to man himself. This question that you ask me is so immense, and there is no straightforward nor simple answer. One can but look around one and see how diverse are the many sins of the world, how man himself, individually and collectively, through ignorance, through pride, through foolishness, through all the manifold conditions within himself of ill, man sets up this terrible situation in which he finds himself more and more separated from the realm of the spirit and from the authority of God. God has given man free will to choose, so that in choosing he may find for himself his own path. Many are they who of course stray, many are they who in consequence commit many of the sins which separate them, if only temporary, from the realm of the spirit, from God himself. But all this is not new. All this has been going on since time itself was first remembered. And if you yourself, as an individual, striving to do as you do the work of God, endeavoring to propagate truth, spread the truth of survival and of life eternal, endeavoring to give man a new conception of life and of the work of the Spirit, endeavoring to do God's will among his children, if you yourself feel, as indeed must all feel more so, the immensity of the task at such an occasion as this, I can only say that to each one who sows, so shall he reap. You are sowing child seeds here and there, and though there may be many weeds that come up and choke Nevertheless, here and there a flower springs forth. This is your work. You are doing the work of God. You are endeavoring to do His will in the way in which you have been led. But you cannot hope within yourself to achieve anywhere near what you yourself may desire or what we may desire. We can only plant the seeds. We can only hope and pray that too many weeds will not choke and destroy that which we have sown together. We are doing all in our power. But this problem which you bring forth is such an old problem, and we can only hope to do a small amount. The immensity of the task is tremendous. That is why I've always said to you that we need innumerable souls who will come forward and endeavor to do the work, who develop their powers of the spirit and of the psychic and do the work, and in consequence reap a greater harvest. I know that it must seem at times an impossible task. It must seem that you are but, as it were, scratching on the very surface and making little progress. But I say to you, child, for every two or three that are brought to God, for every two or three that are shown the path and the way, through them eventually hundreds and thousands of others shall come. We are not wasting our time. We are not failing in that which we are doing. We may, in the immensity of the numbers of the world, seem insecure, insufficient, seem that we are doing so little. But we must not, in a sense, look at it in that respect. We must remember that we are setting the seeds. We are perhaps not going to see the result of the harvest. Certainly you in your lifetime can hardly hope to see very much perhaps result, but it is the new generation yet to come and the generations that are yet to follow. There are changes taking place in your world. Some of these changes you know nothing of. Some of these aspects of truth that we are striving to bring forth and to help into the world have not yet been fully realized. Even those whom you call scientists, though they oftentimes use their discoveries for the worsening of mankind, often there is benefit, and the time will come, and it is not far distant, as I've often prophesied and said in the past, that science itself will work in harmony with us, that there shall come methods and ways of communication and revelation in regard to the realm of the spirit, which will, by the very nature of their findings, so alter man's thoughts and outlook that man himself will think and act differently, and in consequence will come closer to us and work with us. We can only say this, child, at this stage, that you must and can only do that which thou art permitted to do under the circumstances of which you live and exist. But you are not a failure, neither is the work we do a failure. Though there may seem immense tasks, insurmountable problems, yet gradually they shall be overcome. I have no doubt of the future. The past has shown us the present, and the present will show us the future. And this I do know, that though our work seems to lag, and sometimes we seem so slow, yet we shall come forward in such a way, at such a pace, in the years that lie ahead, that great discoveries and great conditions of life will be brought into change, and the world will benefit from the knowledge and experience. For we, remember, are working not only with our instruments, such as yourself, but we are working in other directions, infiltrating our thought and our knowledge as best we may through people who do not even know the meaning of the word medium, who do not even know the meaning of the word spiritualism, as you term it. But we are working with the scientists, and their discoveries from the scientists on this side who work with them will bring forth great blessings in the centuries that lie ahead. It may seem strange to you and almost frightening to talk about the centuries ahead, but we must remember, child, that time is as naught. I know it must seem sometimes such a task that the mere thought of it overwhelms and almost appalls, but yet I say to you, in your own time, in your own generation, in your own way, small though it may be, you are doing the work of the Spirit. Here and there you are bringing knowledge and comfort. Here and there you are beginning to show the path and the way to those souls who will listen and learn, and in consequence they themselves in some measure shall serve. It is growing to such an extent that perhaps you yourself do not perceive it, But do not be too dismayed, do not be too disturbed. If it may seem to you at times the task is too immense and that little can be hoped for in your own way, child, you are doing a great work, and this I do know, it shall be blessed, and you yourself shall be blessed in consequence, and there is no moment that is wasted, there is no failure here, child, for one can look back and remember and see individuals that have been helped and guided, and many others besides that you know not of. These have listened, these have learned, and these in themselves have been helped and guided, and in some instances changed lives have resulted. Mm. Do not worry too much, too deeply, about the immensity of the task.
It isn't that I thought or ever imagined that I was a failure or that we weren't achieving, but I suppose it's because I'm so eager to bring what I know to others, and when you see them spoiling their lives, it seems so difficult to persuade them.
I know, child, but there are many things happening today in your world which are the result of man's foolishness, man's greed for power and position, and also, above all, perhaps, his ignorance. Man, in some respects, is very ignorant. Certainly ignorant of the true values. Man is fighting and struggling for often that which he considers a rightful cause, but he seeks not deep enough and to discover that the real cause is the cause that is within himself, that is submerged. Man is so-called fighting for freedom. Man is fighting for various things. He calls them by various names, but the majority of men do not really understand and know that within themselves is the freedom of life, a freedom of the spirit which is endeavouring to burst the bonds of the flesh. If man were to be fighting for the true freedom, if man were to be fighting for the true spiritual reawakening and reassuring of himself, then there would be a vastly different outcome. There are so many peoples in different parts of the world who are fighting for what they term their liberty, and yet within themselves there is a strength and a power that is far greater than anything they yet know. Of course, we on this side are concerned with various causes for which man is fighting. We believe, too, in the right of the individual to be able to choose for himself his way and his path. It is this wonderful, glorious freedom that makes life tolerable, that makes life understandable. Man has been given free will to choose for himself. But in some places, man has not freedom, he has not free will. And, of course, it oftentimes leads to unfortunate incidents, and in some instances, it leads to war and unhappiness and bloodshed. All these things are to be regretted, and yet at the same time, we sympathize and see and understand and know the motives. But what is at fault surely is that man himself does not realize that deep within himself is the true realization. There is the true freedom, the freedom of the spirit, the freedom that may, as it certainly is in many instances, submerged. Many people even do not recognize it. But when man realizes his oneness with the infinite, when man realizes that he is part of God's purpose and plan, that oft times the very circumstances of his life are often necessary so that he shall learn by experience, when man goes through life with little or no hurt, with little or no temptation, little or no problem, then life itself is pointless and useless. It is only when you have to fight and to strive, when you have to, within yourself, use every means that you can to bring forth all that is good from within you. When man learns to fight his lessons in the right sense, in the right way, and understand the meaning and the purpose, then truly can he progress. But if man's life were an easy passage through time, man would learn little or nothing. Man would not become, in consequence, higher and more elevated. Man must fight. I do not here mean, of course, that he must necessarily fight in a physical sense, but he must fight in a moral sense. He must fight in a spiritual sense. Man must learn that the world can be overcome only when he himself realizes the weapons at his command are the weapons of love and tolerance and humanity. Man has within himself a great power, of which he knows little or nothing, of which he experiences very little in consequence. But when man learns to harness those truths of the realization of the power of the spirit and utilize those forces for good, man's life, man's world will be changed. I envisage a time when the whole world will come to God, but it is not yet. Man has yet much to learn, much to fight for, much that he has to turn his back upon. Man has got to learn to live in a balance, as it were, between material and spiritual. He must realize his material life, important though it is, must be of secondary consideration to the spiritual. When there is a balance of the spirit and the material, then surely there comes forth the perfect union, the perfect man in consequence emerges, and he lives in a world of peace, and he lives in a world of plenty, and he lives in a world where he can truly become a son of God in the highest sense. Man has yet to learn how to live with himself. When he begins to realize how that is done, then he will live with others in peace and in harmony, and he will develop and evolve in consequence to the realm of the spirit while yet upon the earth. We think of those times which may yet be a long way ahead, and yet we know they must come, the realm of the spirit while yet on earth. Man being motivated by the good, not by the evil, and in consequence finding that paradise, that peace that he seeks. In other words, it will be truly a breeding ground of great promise for the realm of the spirit yet to come. The earth world is a world of great beauty, and is also a great opportunity. Do not forget that oft times a struggle is necessary. Oft times it is essential that one must battle within oneself and outside before one can hope to achieve and to become in consequence. There is no reason why man himself should not find that path that will lead him individually and collectively towards God. We come to point the way, but we cannot make man take the path if he wills it not. We can only say to him, this is the way, this is the path. It is for you to decide. We will help you, we will guide you, we will uplift you. We will do all in our power to sustain you and to bless you. But it still remains for you to make the choice. And so it is, child. You are doing your part. You are doing all in your power. No one can do more than that. And I know that we shall together still achieve much, and we shall be blessed by many for that which we have done. We seek not necessarily the blessings. We seek not the praise. We seek not the honor and the glory. We only seek to serve in love and in sincerity those of our brothers and sisters who are seeking patiently and diligently for the path of truth and revelation. We have been blessed, and our great joy and happiness is in seeing others find the path, find the peace and the glory that comes with service and with love. All is well, my child. You have gone through latterly a great trial and testing time, but it has given you time also to learn. It has given you time also to refresh your physical and mental self. It has given us the opportunity also to build around you a wall even greater of love and protection, and we shall together, now that you are reborn in a sense and refreshed, go forward with a greater strength and a greater power to do the will of the Father. I am sure that all that we have done in the past, great though it has been, greater than even you know, my child, will become greater and more blessed in consequence for that which has transpired. This breathing space, this time that has elapsed, when you seem to have been inactive, great deal has been done behind the scenes. I and others have prepared the way for greater work, a greater onslaught, as it were, on the citadels of darkness, that we might bring the light therein, and the people might rejoice. I am convinced, child, that all is well.
Thank you, dear. Most encouraging.
Words, words, words. How inadequate they must seem, they certainly so seem to me, child.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you in these words so that you will understand the intensity of my being, the intensity of my feeling and regard. I only know that we have become more enjoined, more one in spirit and in truth, and the rest and the change that has happened for you, though it has been in some senses a great burden, will prove a blessing in disguise.
Yes.
My love and my peace and my blessing be upon you, child. All is well. Yes. Greetings from all souls here, many known and many unknown. Your mother, of course, has been very close to you during the last few weeks. And all the dear friends that you know and love, all have endeavored to assist, to guide and help you. All is well, child. Even sometimes when things seem ill, there is a power of good at work. If only people could realize that. Sometimes when people say, as so often they do, "My God, why hast thou deserted me?" So often this rings out. Whenever there is need, whenever there is difficulty or trouble, often people, almost involuntarily, will ask God for help. And if they do not seem to be achieving or making progress in some direction or other, they think they have been deserted. Man always seems to appeal to God when he is in great need, forgetting him at other times, ignoring him and doing their own business and their own affairs, thinking only of self. Even in their hour of need, invariably people call upon God. Most people, without realizing it, live selfishly. We must learn to share not only our happiness but our sorrows. We must learn to be one with the other, to understand and to make allowances for many of the foolishness that is happening in the world. We must try to understand the reason and the motive. We must give out brotherliness and love and understanding. And we must remember and realize that as we call upon God, his power is around and about us and within us, and that power can sustain us and overcome all things if only we'll have the faith and have the realization of it. We have been greatly blessed, child, and all your prayers will be answered, for those prayers are invariably for others rather than self, that you might be preserved, that you might be strengthened, that you might go on and do the work for a few more years in love and in service and in humility. These are your thoughts and your prayers, and they should be answered, child. Be of good faith, be of good heart, for all is well. We are working truly in the care and in the knowledge of the divine, and in this we cannot fail, for it is greater than ourselves. We are but the servants of it. My blessing be upon you. Farewell, child.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Mickey.